Just as Los Angeles teachers reached an agreement to end a strike, teachers in Denver voted to start a strike as soon as next Monday. The union has been negotiating with the district for more than a year to overhaul the compensation system because of high turnover. Schools are open today in Denver as the superintendent of schools meets with the new governor of Colorado, Jared Polis. The governor joined me for an interview yesterday before the strike was approved to talk about a range of issues. Polis is a 43-year-old Democrat who just took over as governor from Democrat John Hickenlooper earlier this month. Polis had represented Colorado's 2nd District in Congress since 2009. Before that, he made hundreds of millions of dollars in the dot-com boom after starting a number of internet companies. When he was elected governor, Jared Polis became the first openly gay elected governor in America. Jared Polis, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Jeremy.
And I want to start by asking you just how the government shutdown is affecting you in Colorado. And since you're a Democrat, do you think that Democrats should compromise over border wall funding to end it?
Well, you know, it takes two sides to make, this ongoing shutdown continue to occur. I just wish that they would reopen government. The effects are already being felt. We are terribly concerned by a number of things. We already implemented an emergency rule to allow our federal employees in our state to access unemployment insurance. Because a lot of people haven't been paid in a month, and, you know, most people have rents and mortgages. We've already had over 2,500 Coloradans who are federal employees who haven't been getting paid apply for unemployment. We're terribly concerned about SNAP and other transfer payments that will hit our most vulnerable populations starting March 1st. So there's a lot of concerns, and I hope Republicans and Democrats in Washington reopen government while they debate whatever other disagreements they have. They might disagree about border security, but they should debate that with the government open, not with the government closed.
Is it stopping you from enacting your agenda? You just started as the governor of Colorado in the middle of this shutdown.
Well, you know, I think the real cost of the state will start around the end of February, early March. The accessing the unemployment trust fund, we have the money in there, but we do rely on government being reopened for it to be paid back by those same workers that are now able to draw down their paychecks. So, I mean, we're obviously making a bet here that the federal government will reopen and won't be closed forever. And as long as that's the case, then we'll be made whole with our trust fund.
You're succeeding a Democratic governor there in Colorado. How do you think that your tenure is going to be different from his, or what was he not able to accomplish that you want to?
Well, we're really very focused on consistent support for our big goals, and those include saving people money on healthcare. We want to implement free full-day kindergarten in Colorado, which will save families money. We want to reduce the tax rate for individuals and small businesses by going after corporate loopholes and tax expenditures on a revenue-neutral basis. And we want to make sure the state is positioned to achieve 100% renewable energy by 2040. So those really big four things underscore what our agenda is, and we'll look forward to working on everything else, big and small, to improve the quality of life for Coloradans.
There are activists also calling on you to halt all new drilling in Colorado. Or what do you think about that idea?
Well, I'm sure there's lots of people calling on us for lots of things. You know, we are focused on the clean energy transition, as I indicated. We all know that we're not there today. Our goal is to get there as soon as we can. And that is not only because we care about climate, it's also because of air quality. And the fact that the pollution increases our asthma rate, our cancer rate, and healthcare costs. And it's also about making sure that Colorado can benefit from the green energy economy and that we have good green jobs that can never be outsourced right here in Colorado.
So is that a no on halting all new drilling in Colorado?
Well, again, there's a lot of people I'm sure that would like us to see us have less drilling, more drilling. I mean, there's many people with many different demands in that area. Our goal is transition to 100% renewable energy as soon as we can, and we all know we're not there today. But we want to accelerate the retirement of coal and natural gas power so we can benefit from cheaper, more reliable, cleaner wind and solar energy.
How would you describe yourself politically?
Well, I'm just, you know, trying to do my best to improve the quality of life for the people of Colorado. So, I mean, we're just focused on more money in people's pockets, saving people money, supporting, you know, freedom and allowing people to make choices and live their lives and thrive in Colorado. So it's not, I never really saw politics as about left versus right. I see it about forward versus backward. And I'm certainly a future facing forward looking governor. And I think the fundamental challenge of my governorship will be, how do we make the future work for Colorado and for Coloradans with all the great technological and social changes that our state and our country and the world are undergoing?
But would you call yourself a conservative Democrat, do you think?
Well, I would again say forward looking. It's not about, I've never viewed anything on that continuum. There's people mostly on the right who call me super liberal. There's people on the left who call me conservative. There's people in the middle who call me everything from Sunday. I think what he says, you can call me anything you want as long as you don't call me late for dinner.
Right. Now, you are taking over as the first openly gay elected governor. We note that just this week, the Supreme Court upheld President Trump's ban on transgender people serving in the military as it makes its way through the courts. How would you describe the state of LGBT rights in this country right now? What do you think?
Well, it's unfortunate that President Trump, against the recommendations of our senior military leaders, is excluding perfectly capable soldiers with strong performance ratings simply because of their gender identity. It's makes us weaker as a country and prevents the very cohesion of our military units that lead to a strong defense. So that's unfortunate. Certainly across the country, you know, just the other day, I marched in the Martin Luther King parade in Denver. But it's interesting to see sign of the pendulum, you know, swing back and forth. At a time of great progress, when Colorado elected its first African-American congressman, when we celebrate the right of loving same-sex couples to marry, there's also is great pushback on the other side. And we see some of that as well with some of these divisive statements that the president and others have made.
What does your personal first mean to you? How important is it that you're the first openly gay elected governor of any state?
Well, it's never about that. It's really about how can I be an effective governor that improves the quality of life for Coloradans? Whatever aspect of diversity you bring to the job is not the yardstick that the voters, straight or gay, will measure your performance by.
I want to ask you about a couple of issues that Colorado has some experience with and the rest of the country may want to learn something from, starting with marijuana. Colorado was one of the first states to have legal recreational marijuana. Now a lot of other states have followed. What advice would you have at this point for other states as they start to go down this road? Are there problems that you're seeing in Colorado right now that you're having to deal with because of legalized recreational marijuana that you would warn other states about?
Well, you know, as one of the first states to implement it, we, get a lot of extra business from people coming into our state. I was down in Trinidad, Colorado recently. We have a lot of New Mexico tourists coming about. It's really helped to revitalize the downtown area, arts and cannabis. So from the economic perspective in Colorado, I'd love other states to go slowly so that we can continue to see all these benefits for Colorado.
Any warnings for them?
I, for years I'd been sort of countering this sort of dire picture of Colorado. But again, if they think that it's bad, it's better for us to have less competition at this point. So, I mean, if I'm looking at it as governor, I would hope they halt their efforts and send all their business here.
What about the issue of guns? Obviously, Colorado has had its share, more than its share, of mass shootings. What do you think needs to be done at the federal level about guns?
Yeah, I mean, if you're directing it towards Washington, we need to be willing to have the discussion. I think it's been, in many ways, just sort of third rail issue that just hasn't been debated. They should be willing to talk about things that Colorado has in place, like universal background checks. We should have that nationally, no matter where you are, to prevent criminals from illegally purchasing weapons. In Colorado, there's a lot of discussion around, which we already have, you know, universal background checks, but around creating a way that there can be a temporary court order for somebody who's a danger to themselves or others, having a mental health crisis, to temporarily lose access to their weapons until they can recover and once again administer those safely.
Did that issue come up during your campaign? Do you have to appeal to people on both sides when it comes to the Second Amendment?
Well, sure. You know, we're certainly a state of gun owners, a state of sportsmen and hunters, of people who own guns for home defense. There's nothing at all inconsistent with our Second Amendment rights and sensible, reasonable gun safety laws like universal background checks and like a way to prevent people that are having a mental health crisis from purchasing an arsenal of weapons.
That is Jared Polis, the new governor of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.